Hey, how's it going? I'm Brooke.
I'm David.
We're the Charm Offensive.
And what are we doing today?
Today, well, we're going to start out with kind of doing an analysis of advice columns on the internet. What's going to happen is I'm going to read the question. I'm not going to look at the answer that was given by the professional, sometimes semi-pro advice folk.
Because salon.com has a ton of...
Well, salon, we're going to look at a bunch of them.
Yeah, but they have this line of psychiatric professionals.
Yes.
Who have been
board certified in being know-it-alls. Whereas we...
are just know-it-alls.
We're just know-it-alls.
Yeah.
And then after we have discussed our answer, we'll look at what the so-called experts think.
Oh.
So the first one, as we mentioned, salon.com, Carrie Tennis's column... It's entitled, I've been e-slighted on Facebook. And that's e-slighted.
All right. I was going to say, I didn't actually know what the word e-slighted meant.
No, it's because I think the writer may have enacted that word on there.
Okay.
Dear Carrie, I'm looking for advice over something I've deemed, for lack of a better word, the e-slight.
Then Brooke made air quotes.
I did. Yeah.
That means there's real quotes.
There are real quotes. On the screen in front of me.
Okay, there's not two fingers around it.
There's one set before the E and one set after the T.
Okay.
That is rude behavior over the internet, namely Facebook. I'm now going to...
At some point, Facebook is just going to be the internet, I think. At some point, we're just going to replace it.
It's so depressing.
I know, but...
Because, I don't know.
Oh, we should mention that it's ABBA playing behind us right now.
Yeah, whatever, because ABBA doesn't get any credit for anything ever. now I'm going to excerpt what her actual beginning of the problem is, because this is a long-ass letter. So she works at this, like, private school in upstate New York, and she doesn't have a lot of social life. She's a newly single gal in her 20s, whose friends are coupling up at an alarming rate.
So newly single means I'm trying to figure this out.
She got dumped.
Okay,
I'm guessing.
It's a nice way of saying that.
Yeah, otherwise you'd say I have broken up with my boyfriend/girlfriend of X number of years. So she got this new job as a teacher. She's going to all these really exciting sounding
school dances
yeah, and hanging out with the other faculty members.
And she's probably the first person in history to be enjoying a school dance.
I would say so. Based on my experiences of school dances, where you get teased because your hair's too curly, whatever.
Yeah. And the punch always sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I used to like just mixing up the different sodas.
Like OK Soda? You don't remember OK Soda?
No.
Maybe you didn't have it in Vermont.
It sounds like Tab.
No. OK Soda, they had this, it's like early 90s, and it was basically the whole premise of the soda was, it's OK. And it tasted like root beer, Orange Crush, and Coke. It tasted like the fountain, like when you make it the fountain. And then they had this like line that you could call and would like say funny things. It was kind of like based on that like They Might Be Giants answering machine thing.
And
it was just like the whole thing. It was like this bad soda that was intentionally bad, and it was just because it was okay.
What era was this?
Oh, this was 94? Yeah, because I remember when I was living in an apartment in Amherst, we were calling that because we were broke and had no source of fun.
Well, so what would you do when you called the number?
You just listen. It was something funny.
Okay, so it wasn't like an answering machine where people are encouraged to leave funny messages.
No, you
call.
You call.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. All right, and that was incredibly interesting. Okay, now back to, what's this woman's name?
Hold on, let me...
Pam Smart?
It's signed e-slighted, funnily enough.
Oh, so now is that a Polish last name?
Its ethnicity is not necessarily evident.
So it's Eleanor Slighted.
Yeah, she's a chatty Cathy, though, I'll tell you what. I'm leaving out a lot of completely unnecessary...
Right. Okay, back to that, sorry.
All right, so she's going to all these school dances with her coworkers, and she liked them. Fast forward 3 years. Thank you. I decide that while I love my job, I hate my personal life. In fact, I'm miserable, and I'm not getting nearly everything I need from this somewhat codependent situation. Side note, liking your job is not a codependent situation.
Wait, no, but is she saying that the job is codependent or
her coworkers? Wait.
Who's she codependent with?
She's not. Does she have grammatically correct?
Does she have a boyfriend who's codependent with, or does she have?
No, because she's newly single. Of course, it's 3 years later. Maybe she's just been going to a lot of school dances.
Yeah, and also the fact that after 3 years you're not newly single.
Yeah, I'm seeing if there's anything in the blurb that I skipped. There's nothing. It doesn't say why she thinks it's codependent. Maybe she'll go into it. Maybe we're just anticipating.
But so the premise is she likes going to school dances and she's codependent with the school dance.
She used to like going to school dances. Now it's 3 years later and she does not like school dances, although she does like her job. She doesn't like her personal life. But it seems like her job was her personal life. So shit in a pot and call it shit. I just made that up. I like making up folksy.
Yeah. That seems... She's confused.
Yeah, she's confused. Okay. On a whim, I accepted a position some 1,600 miles away. That's a great idea. And at the end of the year, picked up and moved.
So, okay. She loved her job, so she got another job.
Yep.
Okay,
very, very far away.
All right. I'm just going to say to fuck.
What?
I'm just going to put a to fuck there.
It looks like that happened. When I leave, I believe it's on good terms. Over the next few years, I get married and start a family. So, there you go.
Huh.
I also joined Facebook. Dun, dun, dun. And began reconnecting with people back home. Only when it comes to my former coworkers, many seem uninterested in reconnecting with me. Don't get me wrong, some people were great, but some quote-unquote friended, I just quote and then unquote me, and then never responded to my messages or wall posts. In particular, was a woman who had also left the school, whom I once considered a good friend. In fact, we often traveled together. She was great with responding to other former coworkers, but just not me. What's more, a few people even rejected my friend requests, including the head of the school, who was friends with everyone else who worked there, both current and former.
All right, I'm going to put this out there. This is. I know we're not done. Yep. We don't even know what her issue is.
Yep.
We just know that she loved her job.
Yep.
And she loved going to school dances.
Maybe she has Asperger's.
Sure.
Maybe they all hated her and she wasn't aware of it because she had Asperger's.
That could be it.
It could be.
You're just applying your own life?
No, I'm just saying that sometimes, and I'm not making fun of people who do have Asperger's. It's a very challenging...
Why do they give it such a funny name?
Because the guy... I know, it's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate. Of course, they can't really tell whenever the other people think it's funny, but...
Yeah, no, but...
Yeah, maybe she just doesn't did. Maybe they just all hated her and she wasn't aware of it.
But so she was saying that going to the school dances, which I believe in this part that you skipped over, she says she was doing for a couple extra bucks. So this going to school dances.
No, she wasn't making another. I don't think she was making more money.
She said she picked up extra work on it. Something like that.
Okay, hold on. You keep talking. I'll read it.
All right. But anyways, she was going to school dances.
No, she's just going up. She was expected to go above and beyond.
Okay, so she.
Which she did.
Right. All right. And kudos to Eleanor.
Yep.
Eleanor Slight. that's a good, really good pen name. You should keep that.
That is good. my skinny pen name.
back to... Eleanor? You guys can't... all right, people out in podcast land, you can't see the great hand motions we're making. anyways. So Eleanor Slight.
Okay.
She loved her job, but apparently the codependency she was feeling was for going
they
to
friended
school
her. She said some people friended me and never responded to my messages or wall posts. She sounds like she's a giant sense of entitlement as far as other people's attention is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't even look at Facebook every day.
No, you don't. It's really annoying.
Wait, did you write this letter?
I didn't. okay, so this was a horrible revelation. What on earth had I done? Had I misread years of personal interaction? Or had something happened after I left that tarnished my reputation? Maybe people started talking. Well, she hadn't done anything, though.
I think she probably diddled the student.
She probably did.
Why would
I
you
think you've seen through. You've read between the lines.
If you worked at a shishi private school... and you loved your job, and went to school dances for fun on the weekends.
And you're
and all
a pedophile.
and then all of a sudden you move 1,600 miles away. X equals Y. You slept with like someone who's going to be played by Joaquin Phoenix that you hired to murder your husband.
That's a jump. It's a jump.
I mean, I grew up in New England, and we had Pam Smart.
I grew up in New England too, bitch. Snap. Okay, so she's upset. I realize there's no answer to what happened. I'll probably never know. But I can't seem to get over this hurt, as well as the idea that I held people in esteem who didn't feel the same way about me. It's left me angry, confused, and worse, hating a job in retrospect than in reality I actually loved. Carrie, how do I let this one go? Is there any lesson I can take away from this situation? Eleanor Slighted.
I'm gonna guess.
Okay.
And you can guess as well.
Yeah.
That Carrie is going to tell her to, quote unquote,
I'm not looking at it until we're done talking about it.
To grow a pair.
Uh huh.
And sorry about the puffing in the mic there. She's going to tell her to grow a pair. Or and you moved away for no apparent reason.
Well, I also think it's an issue of some things in some points in time are good, and people change and evolve, and to expect people
how dare they?
I know that people should give you the same amount of respect that you once had. You know, you kind of move through your life and you collect people along the way, and people either stick with you or they don't. And if they don't stick with you, and it sounds like there was a break of time where she just, next few years, she doesn't say how long she hadn't talked to these people, but it sounds like it was a break of, you know, a big chunk of time.
Wouldn't
you don't communicate
time
with them
for this single woman to find a husband and get married.
Yep. And it's not like the internet wasn't around. You know, it's not like she couldn't send them emails. It's not like she couldn't have fostered communication in that point in time. Just because now she has this tool, i.e. Facebook, in order to communicate with these people, now they have to be responsive to her because now it's convenient for her. Whereas she moved 1,600 miles away, got married and had a kid, and didn't feel the need to be.
I wonder if she invited any of them to the wedding.
I'm guessing she didn't.
I'm going to put that out there as well.
Yep.
The other thing I'm going to say is, you know, being in Burlington, well, we're just as a, for those of you who don't know us, which would be all of Kendra, and you know Brooke, you know, we've been in Burlington, Vermont, and it's a little bit of a town where people like to leave, yeah, and come.
It's a college town.
Yeah. Oh, maybe even, you know, people in their 20s and their 30s come and go. And a lot of times when you have an entire group of friends, like I know when I was here in my early 20s, my group of friends all left. And sometimes when you have a lot of people, when somebody leaves, the precipice is for them to keep in touch.
Yes. Agreed. Yes, totally. That you have removed yourself voluntarily, I would assume, in most of the situations.
Yep.
You've removed yourself voluntarily from a situation. It is therefore, that was your decision that you made. And because you made that decision, you're then responsible for follow-up after the fact, which, you know, is probably figuring out ways to communicate with people.
Yeah.
So basically, and the fact that it's over Facebook is also kind of bullshit, because...
I'm not sure if they have phones where she lives.
Yeah, I mean, I had an email account in 1994.
Oh, you
so
mean
she
electronic mail?
Oh, yes, electronic mail.
Okay.
Eleanor mail. So I don't understand. It also sounds like she's being like the most annoying, like those people that you went to elementary school with or high school with who friend you and then, okay, I'm just gonna reread this one part. Some quote friended unquote me and then never responded to my messages plural or wall posts plural. Okay,
not responding to a message, I can understand being ticked off by that.
Yeah,
that's
the
annoying.
Wall post thing is complete. She obviously doesn't understand what the rules are, like,
yes,
they're the wall post thing, I feel, is really for something that you are communicating to one other person, but you kind of want everybody else to see.
Yeah.
Like, it has some sort of measure. Like, it might be some kind of funny, you know, a link to a website or something that you don't necessarily feel that you want to broadcast out to everyone, but you feel like the mutual friends that you have in common with the person that you're posting on their wall would also enjoy or understand in the context of the person's wall post, right?
Well, no, or it's just like, oh, this is a communication that I'm having with this person that I don't mind if it's public.
Right, but it's not the type of thing where you just, like, are having a, you're attempting to have a, like, a one-on-one communication with them. Oh, I think that's the difference, is that, like, you know, my aunt or people who don't really understand what you're supposed to do would, you know, post to my wall, like, hey, how are you? And I'm not going to respond to a wall post like that, because that's not what it's for.
Yeah, my eczema fired.
Yeah. I've had wicked bad gout, you know, like, you're not.
No,
And the message, like,
we don't know what the messages are.
We don't know if she's leaving multiple messages for, like, the same person over and over
and
over again.
I wish she posted her Facebook account so we could see her behavior.
So we could cyber stalk her.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to look up Eleanor. Eleanor Slighted on Facebook. I have a fake keyboard.
It's just a prop. Do we want to get into Carrie's advice, what Carrie says? So, okay. Yeah, let's just answer her two questions before we do that.
Yeah.
Carrie, how do I let this one go? You grow the F up and realize that you keep people in your life for a reason, and if you let them go, it's your responsibility, and you need to own that responsibility and move on, and not let people that are important to you go by the wayside so easily next time around. Real talk.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe real talk is a better name.
No, I like the charm offensive. It gives us some. Less R. Kelly. I don't
hate her.
No, I'm not a hater.
Hate on the Kales.
I don't hate on the Kales. I'm just not a lover. Totally different.
Second question was, is there any lesson I can take away from the situation? Yeah, email people that you want to be in contact with instead of waiting until you are married, have a kid, and have something to boast about. I bet that's it. Is that she feels that she's finally in the position to be like, oh, I got married. I have my shit together. What's
Check
up?
Check out this piece of ham I married.
Yeah, what's up? I made a person. What?
Yeah, no, seriously. This homeless person came out of my vagina.
Bald and screaming.
I just did a search on Facebook, and there is no Eleanor Slighted.
That's
so
that's really shocking, since we just made it up.
I expected honesty from her.
All right, Carrie says. Oh God, his answer is also really long.
Father Mocker.
Vice columns be shorter. Okay, dear E Slighted, how do you get over this? You get in touch with the people who matter to you and try to have a relationship with them that you want to have with them. Forget about Facebook. This is about face-to-face relationships with actual people you know. I disagree with that. I think that Facebook is a valid way of keeping in contact with people you cannot physically keep in contact with.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of my friends Nick and Elizabeth on Facebook, who live in London right now as we're doing this.
We live in the future.
Where the fuck's my jetpack?
Okay, so I disagree with that, because I think that people who hate on internet communication methods don't really get it. Don't hate the tool. It's you have to alter your way of communication to match the communication tool that you're using.
Yes.
Are there people you miss talking to? Call them up. Okay, point one, Carrie. This will force you to define what relationship you actually want to have. It will also clarify what relationship you're actually going to have. In some cases, you're not going to have the relationship you want. That's okay. That's the way it is with social life. In other cases, you may get great and sustaining friendships. They'll be actual friendships. Facebook is a remarkable this is funny. Facebook is a remarkable technical achievement, but it isn't society. It so is, though.
Well, it's
it is. It is. It has its own. It has its own etiquette. It has its own. You know, you have a reason to use Facebook that you have no other reason to use any other method of communication. It's passive. It's for people who are chicken shit, like me.
No, it's...
And direct communication with people.
Fair point. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say is, it just makes sure that it's just like you're just kind of collecting people. Oop.
My ear keeps going out.
Oh. Yeah. It's just a way of collecting people that you meet along the way, so you don't lose a way of being in contact with that person. That's
well,
how I use it in my travels.
Uh-huh. Also a cyber stalking tool that is unparalleled, unrivaled. Let's not say cyber stalking, because that sounds like
stalkery.
Cutting off hair. you know, and keeping it in a box.
Cyberly. I can't stand the word cyber and or the adjective cyber.
Oh, I figured out what was going on with this. It was this thing. Okay.
Technical problems. la, la, la. Sorry that we keep on puffing the mics, but
yeah, we need windshields.
Yeah, we can make those out of coat hangers and pantyhose.
Craft fair. What was he saying? Okay, no, cyber sleuthing or computer sleuthing. Is that a term that you are comfortable with?
It's much
computer
more
investigation techniques.
It's much more Encyclopedia Brown.
I can find out anything. I don't want to sound scary, but all right, seriously.
All right, let's see. Let's do a test. How long does it will take you to find out the names of Dana's new my friend Dana?
Myron, right? Or my okay. Hold on. She's friends with me, though. That's not fair. She's friends with me on Facebook.
Oh, Father.
Myron.
No.
Oh. It said, look out, Pop Fest. Here comes Myra Kaplan.
That's her dad.
Oh.
Coo-coo-coo.
Okay, so I have to look at pictures?
Yeah, you have to guess the names of her two twins. This is for your computer sleuthing.
Okay. I just want Katie holding a baby.
Okay, Katie's holding a baby.
Katie's holding a baby. I like Katie's sweater.
Of course.
It doesn't have a name.
Uh-huh. There's two of them, so there's two names you have to figure out.
Avery Rose and Zach TBD. No middle name yet.
Yes. I told her that they should suggest Morris. Zach Morris. Cohen.
Mwah, mwah.
All right, so that sleuthing wasn't... that was... Okay, point, Brooke.
You should challenge me, though. Like,
all right, let me do
find out something about somebody that you know that I don't.
All right, let me do that.
I'll keep reading Carrie's advice here.
And I will find something that you have to find out.
Okay. Facebook is a remarkable technical achievement, but it isn't society, it's software. It's not really software. You don't download it. It's really a platform. Somebody who writes for a website.
Well, point.
Okay. Me, I don't like Facebook. It's nothing personal, but I was here first. I don't have to like Facebook. Facebook has to do something for me that I like in order for me to like it. That's awkward. Right now, it doesn't do that. It just bothers me and makes me feel guilty. Well, that's your problem.
Wait. Was this Ask a Luddite?
Yeah, seriously.
Is that the name of the column?
Yeah, I don't like the internet, but it pays me money to do things on it.
Yeah. I think we should
this is yeah okay so Dear he's Carrie, talking a lot
you don't
about
know
himself
anything about nothing.
He's talking a lot about himself,
but it's Carrie. I think Carrie's a woman, and last I checked that's a woman's name. Hold on,
it's no Cary, like Grant.
Huh. Carrie Grant.
It also has a little picture of a guy wearing a fedora. Who doesn't? It's very masculine. Could it be a very handsome woman?
This just in, since when are advice columns to men? We don't do, as a profession, men don't do advice.
That's
columns.
Why when they do, they get columns. They get paid to do it. There's the Cosmo one is a men's, is a man one.
A men's?
A man one. The sex advice from Cosmo is ask a man.
Bruh.
I know, it's what happens when I do show research.
I was always ask Isadora, ask Mistress Maeve in yeah. our local paper.
Yeah.
There's
Dear Abby and
Dear Abby.
And ask what is it?
Joan Rivers.
The two of them that are twins. What is it?
Dear Libby.
Dear Abby and ask Gabby.
Yes, the parents named them.
They're twins. I don't know. People do stupid
things.
I'm
going to ask. I have an answer machine in front
of
me.
Are you? Have I ever sent you the thing about the Schnabel twins, the twins who are conjoined at the head? Lori and Dory, but Dory's changed her name to George and then to Reba, and now she's back to George, and she has joined the Church of Latter-day Saints, i.e. the Mormons.
Ann Landers.
But Ann Landers, and what's her sister's name? Abby, right? Yes.
Dear Abby, and which is her name's actually Pauline. I didn't know that Abby was a shortening of Pauline.
That's a cop-out.
And Ann Landers was actually named Epi.
Epi? Like the pen that you shoot yourself with when you have an anaphylactic reaction to something?
Yes, she was named after a pen.
That's an unusual name.
She was born in 1918, which probably predated the pen. So maybe
I like
the
her hair. Her hair's, her hair's nice.
Oh yeah,
it's wavy.
Oh, look at even in 83. Look at fur is dead. All right. Anyways.
Okay.
Let's go to the next one because this person.
Should we move into the Cosmo?
Yeah, let's go to Cosmo.
Do you want me to read you a couple of these headlines and you can pick which one we want to do?
No.
Because it's Cosmo,
choose.
So they're all dirty.
Ruh-roh.
I know. Well.
Do they talk about holding hands?
In the biblical sense.
In the Bible, if they held hands, they just held in hands.
This Bible one's funny, but I think it would make you very uncomfortable.
That's okay. There's a Bible right over there.
That's it. Oh, no, I see. Okay.
But I think it's all in Greek. Sorry, we should probably tell you about our surroundings right now.
Yeah, we're in the.
We're kind of in what is half my office. And half Holly's closet, my wife's closet.
Which is impressive.
Yeah, so, well, her closet does include a couch.
It's very comfy.
Yeah. So that's kind of why. And we have on my desk is the Bible my dad had in when he was an altar boy at Greek Orthodox
Aww.
Church. Bobsy.
Bobsy.
And also there's a button over there. See if you can find it.
Has a baby's face on it.
Yeah, can you talk? Describe the baby.
Looks kind of like very
handsome.
I was gonna say, what's her face? Good Ship Lollipop.
Shirley Temple.
Very Shirley Temple, but about 2.5, maybe with giant sausage curls, little apple cheeks.
That is my grandfather, Poppy.
Aw, Poppy. I didn't even get to meet Poppy at your wedding because he was too busy riding the elevator up and down. I was really upset. I wanted him to hit on me just so I could be like, Poppy, hit on me.
Yeah, well, we can, you know.
Apparently, I wasn't alluring enough to.
No. A couple years ago, he told me that he was no longer going to date anybody under the age of. He was no longer dating women in their 40s. He's 83.
Well, I'm not in my 40s, so.
point. But I think he was meaning. I was thinking he was meaning he wanted to go the opposite direction.
Well, I think that's an assumption on your part.
Yeah, well, Poppy, or the Duke. He does look like John Wayne. All right, just pick one at random, and I don't care if it makes me squeamish.
Okay, this is one.
Well, that as long as it doesn't involve fecal matter.
I can't promise anything. Grr. As a married man, this is one that maybe you can. You can chime in on. My boyfriend is in his late 20s, but this is his first real relationship. As we're getting near our first anniversary. That's not the one I read the excerpt of. Okay. Sorry. I clicked on the wrong column.
Learn how to use a mouse.
Shut up. I've been living with my guy for years. We've talked about marriage, but he's very close to his mom. And I've noticed that he'll follow her advice after ignoring mine, even if it's the same advice. Well, then how do you know whose advice he's following if it's the same advice? Whatever.
Huh.
Is there anything I can do to make him stop turning to mom when he should be turning to me? Maybe you both should stop controlling an adult man.
Yeah, that's going to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's quick and easy. And who says your advice is right?
And it doesn't necessarily say that he's asking for anybody's advice, which is a big thing of mine. Like don't give advice unless somebody says, you know, I'm really looking for input here, you know. Or if you feel like you have valid advice to give someone, you know, check in and be like, do you want to hear what I think?
Yeah. All right.
And they're allowed to say no.
Yeah.
Do you want the answer?
Yeah.
It could be worse. The mother could be a crazy bitch who's trying to come between you and her son. Instead, it sounds like she's merely giving her boyfriend advice when he asks. You can't blame her for that. And it sounds like she's often on the same page as you. Men are typically fiercely loyal to their moms.
Also going to put this out there. The person's mother, they've had a relationship with their entire life. You, you may be some floozy that they've only known for a week and a half.
Yes, agreed. Let's see. Years. She's has lived with him for years.
She did say years.
I don't think you're allowed to really get angry at people for
listening to their mother.
For soliciting advice from anyone. Like I do that. I ask 9 different people for advice, and I don't necessarily want I'm not looking for them to give me a roadmap of how to solve my problem. I'm looking for input from fresh eyes.
Yeah.
So because he ends up listening to what she says and then doing what she says does not necessarily mean that he's doing what she says because she has control over him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm still looking at somebody that I can come up with, so you would have to figure out.
Well, I can also see the screen. Oh, that's cheating.
No, I'm still.
All right. I'm typically fiercely loyal to their moms, blah, blah, blah. You need to make this about you and your boyfriend and not about him and his mother. I can give him a
All right. Yeah, I don't think we actually need the answer on this one. So let's pull up another one.
Okay. Let's do Dear Abby.
That one had all this promise of Scream, and there was no Scream involved.
Well, I could have read other ones.
Hey,
do you want me to read other ones?
If you want to Scream.
All right. All right. All right. Okay, there's one about balls.
Basketballs?
Nope. Well, maybe.
Do, 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 do.
Ooh, this sounds like a good one. Oh, that one looks good too. These are all good.
I got a good one for you to figure out.
Okay.
But go on.
My boyfriend makes a lot more money than I do. I pay for things when I can, but I almost always pitch in when we go out, and I've made it clear that I don't expect him to buy me expensive gifts. But every time we fight, he accuses me of dating him for his money. How can I show him that I'm not that I'm interested in him, not his paycheck? He's being manipulative and using what she's insecure about against her. He's a douchebag. She should date. She should totally dump him.
I don't like the word douche.
Diaper bag.
Okay, thank you. Kay.
It doesn't say whether or not they live together, firsties.
And it doesn't actually say, like, what can you do? I mean, isn't there an Extreme song about this?
I don't know.
More than words.
Oh. I bet she is dating him for his money. Otherwise, it wouldn't bother her. Like, that's one of my things, is that if something said in the heat of an argument, you find yourself really ruminating on it, that generally means that accusation had weight.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it wouldn't bother you. If you tell me that I'm a chicken, I know I'm not a chicken.
Sorry. Arrested Development reference.
I know I'm not, but so it doesn't bother me. But if you accuse me of something mean that was right,
yeah, you're gonna get mad.
I'm gonna get mad.
But she's probably not. I mean, I have been in a relationship or two where the distribution of money has been different. And I think one thing, it's not that, I don't think anyone actually dates somebody for their money if they're of the same social class and the same.
No, I think the real wives of this United States of America would beg to differ.
All right.
People definitely date other people for their money.
I was just saying that there could be people who are of the same social class that are in the same social group, where one person makes more money than the other person.
Well, this is okay. So my uncle lives in Tokyo, and he sent me this email that was like the 65 best things about living in Japan. And one of them, it was written by this...
Was it Japanese people? Was one of them?
Yeah. No, that was the hotness of the Japanese people.
Yeah.
Was one of them. But... I got mail.
You got mail. That's from the fact that I plugged...
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Well, because I thought you might want to have to pull up something on the YouTube. So can you turn down your volume?
I had it muted before.
Then you could turn it. You can turn it like halfway. So I kind of like that we get your mail in the aces.
No. Okay.
We did clip out on that.
The Japanese thing. So it was that because according to the email forward I got from my uncle, which as you know is dead on accuracy,
very reliable.
Like 98% of Japan is middle class, so that there's very few class struggles and. that kind of stuff just doesn't exist in that society, and then it's really more of an American phenomenon.
Well, no, I think, I mean, have you heard about the, there's this place called Europe? They have a big class.
Yeah, but even in Europe, I mean,
well, I think the problem with America is we don't really have a dialogue for class struggle. We kind of relate it to race in a weird way. We think of us as being a classless society.
I would say even above race, it's also like just an ethnic thing where it's like, you know, you pick the ethnicity of that time that you get to blame everything on, you know, where it was like the Chinese first and then the Irish and then the Italians and, you know, and then African Americans, and now it's Hispanics that we are trying to force out of Arizona. So
yeah, I mean, you're going back to like the Prohibition thing where like it was like the most recent immigrants were the German and the Irish, and the Germans made beer and the Irish drank it, and so we wanted to make it illegal.
You just copied that from another podcast.
I know. Well, I so did you.
Did not.
Well, I mean, it's a very, you know.
It is.
In that trademark stuff, you should know.
Yep. Okay. So I think she is dating him for his money. And I think that's fine.
All right. You going to vamp for a couple seconds? Because I'm going to get us some more beverages.
Okay. I think that's fine, but then you just have to admit that. Like, you just have to take ownership for the fact that one of the aspects that you enjoy about this person is that they have an ability to do things that you can't do because they make more money or have more money than you do. I can't say that I necessarily have had any experience with that because I date musicians, but I understand. I'm done vamping.
Are you still on topic?
Sort of.
All right.
So that one, okay. That was not a very good.
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay. You want to stick with Cosmo, or should we do?
Cosmo's, they seem to be short questions.
Yeah, they are. They're nice. Oh boy. Okay. So they just have like a one sentence excerpt that I can tell what it's about. Oh, this is good. My boyfriend and I live on opposite coasts. His roommate is moving out, and it looks like the room will be rented to a girl. I know.
Wait. Men can live with women that they're not married to?
Yes.
Huh.
I've done it.
I've done it too.
Yeah. But I was also not sleeping with the person that.
All right. Well, no, I was being puritanical.
I found a picture online, and she's really pretty. Plus, my boyfriend says she has, quote, a great personality. I would think those two things are in direct conflict because generally a great personality means that she is a total dog face.
That's true.
Yeah.
What did they say in the SNL thing?
Your face looks like a fart.
A visual fart.
A visual fart. I feel like the visual part is just redundant because you're saying somebody looks like something.
Yeah, but you can't.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm nervous about her. Should I tell him I'd rather he not live with her?
Hmm. No.
Okay.
Because men are allowed to have platonic friendships with pretty women.
But there is the Chris Rock thing. Have you ever
can't
heard
see
that?
People can't see me rolling my eyes in confusion.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This is hard.
All right, let's take. All right, you lived with
let's not mention his name.
Guy in New York.
Yeah.
And did his girlfriend have anything to be concerned about?
He broke up with his girlfriend 2 months after I moved in. Okay, here's what happened. He broke up with his girlfriend of 6 years 2 months after I moved in. He was a raging bitch for the next 6 months or so.
Sure.
It was only weird in that I happened to be sleeping with a friend of his at the time that I hadn't told him about. So he was surprised the morning when he woke up and we were there in the kitchen having coffee. That was awkward. And I caught him twice just walking around the apartment naked. And it was a two-bedroom apartment, and the bathroom was, like, there was a little hallway off of, there was two hallways off of the living room. Like, one went to his bedroom, and one went to my bedroom. Yep. And then the bathroom door was in my little hallway, right? So it was right outside my bedroom door.
Yep.
one time he was naked in the kitchen. Like, I came home
that's
later.
That's just not, there's no situation that's okay.
No.
Unless it's a half, yeah, there's no.
No, and it wasn't like I spent a lot of time, like, I didn't have, like, a boyfriend in the city where I was spending a lot of time not in my own apartment.
Yeah.
That was weird. So I'm like, is he encouraging me to walk around naked? Is that what's going on?
Maybe he just wanted you to see his wing.
I mean, I didn't, because the second I saw him naked, I screamed like a, you know, that I, like, I'd just seen a massacre, and because
you screamed like you had seen a man naked.
I screamed like I had seen a man naked that was my roommate. And then there was a time that we got really drunk on bourbon because we were watching
Deadwood.
We're watching Deadwood, and I made up the Deadwood drinking game where you take a shot of bourbon every time that they do a shot, which is
a lot
of shots. So we got really, really drunk, and then after like 5 episodes, which is 5 hours of Deadwood, he turned on, he's like, so what do you want to do now? And I'm like, much more Deadwood.
All right, I'm gonna put this out there as a advocate of nice guys everywhere.
Yep.
Not everybody's the guy walking around in his kitchen naked.
That's true. However, I think that the Davids of the world are of a gross minority. Like, you have a lot of very healthy female friendships. I would consider myself among them.
Yeah.
Where it's like it's a healthy, just straight up friendship. There's no like undercurrents of anything else. But I think that's really rare. And I think that's because you are completely in love with Holly.
Well, I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
I did put a ring on it.
Fuck yeah, you did.
Yeah. I just feel like there's people, like, there's a lot of people that have, like, really healthy relationships, male-female friendships, and, like, just because somebody, you can live with somebody of the opposite gender and have that person be of some slight attractiveness.
However, I think what the ultimate question that she's asking is, she obviously doesn't trust her boyfriend.
I mean, that is the bigger issue.
Yeah.
And it's not like the boyfriend, he said she has a nice a great personality. It's not like he mentioned, do people refer to breasts as cans?
They do in 1943.
It's not like he mentioned those.
No, but he wouldn't unless he's a total idiot or incredibly honest or both.
By the way, we got a new guest to the show right now.
My squirrel kitty looks really happy.
My cat's on my lap now.
She's totally blissy. Her eyes are kind of crossing a little bit. All right, let's see. Do we want to see what they say? Have we run this into the ground?
Yeah.
If your guy has any interest in this woman, I don't think he would have told you anything positive about her.
Ding.
That's true. Cosmo advice is good. So much better. He would have said that she was okay, or he hadn't gotten much of an impression of her, or something else noncommittal. Instead, he told you that the girl is cool, and his honesty is a great sign. I would agree with that.
Yep.
That said, I completely understand why you're weirded out. Long-distance relationships often cause little bumps in the road to be magnified a zillion times. If he's not home... Oh, they're long distance? I missed that part.
Yeah, she said that.
Oh, opposite coast. Oh, honey, get out of that.
No, it's fine.
Opposite coasts? How is that ever going to turn out well?
Because we have Skype in sexting now.
I don't know.
It's fine.
I'm very anti long distance relationship.
I'm very supportive of men being friends with women. That's my thing. I think it's
But being in a relationship on opposite coasts. Here's a question.
That's different though. That's not related to the question. You're just panicking at the long distance thing.
Well, I'm saying that the relationship is obviously going to fail anyway. Then they're already on the road to. They're already on the unstoppable train. They can't pull this
it's
one.
The size of the Chrysler Building.
Denzel Washington has no control over this relationship. Yeah. But have you ever known anyone who has like a dual coast relationship that worked? And if so, how?
I'm thinking about this right now.
Because I don't. I know one. I know one where like he lived in Colorado. She lived here. She's crazy. So I don't know if that played into it. He's kind of mildly annoying.
Huh. They couldn't do much better.
No, and they would see each other like once every 6 weeks or so. Like one of them would come here or there or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's like a certain element of... okay, squirrel. A certain element of liking the long distance. There's people that like long distance relationships. They like the fact that they can travel... like. they have this person that they can have an intense relationship with that's like kind of outside of their normal narrative.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess that's kind of, to me, that smacks of compartmentalization, where it's like, you were good in this particular situation in this place and time, but I have no intention of sharing my life with you.
No, but I think it can work for a while of just being like, I get to have these intense moments that are constant.
And also, if it's long distance after you have an established relationship, that's a totally different story, which is not made clear from the letter. So
yeah, Cosmo.
Yeah, sorry. God. We did pick it because it was a very short question, though,
yeah.
To be fair.
No, I'm going to use it against him.
Yep. But if it's like if it starts out local and goes long distance, that's totally different than like, we're going to start dating, but I live in L.A. and she lives in New York and it's a sitcom.
Those are the most beautiful things.
Yep.
All right. Next question.
Next question.
Yeah. Okay. Cosmo.
We're sticking with Cosmo.
I guess so. They seem to be the most. Yeah.
We could look up Dear Abby, too.
All right, here's Dear Abby. Or is that, yeah, that is Dear Abby. And I
yeah, she is. Okay. Intimacy causes rift in otherwise happy marriage. Dear Abby, I've been married to Ben, a wonderful man, for 7 years. We have 3 children. We get along well, but I have one complaint. It's about sex. Huh. I'm always in the mood, but he isn't. We both work full time. This is so boring. Just take a pill.
Yeah, not even that. It's just like,
oh, this is creepy. My best friend tells me I have the sex drive of a male, and her husband wishes she was more like me.
Yeah. That's
Are they weird. Like in a swingers club in 1973?
I know. Seriously. Leave your keys.
There's something wrong with me. I've never cheated on Ben, nor have I considered it. I feel like this is an issue in our marriage, but he thinks I'm overreacting. Okay, onesies. Wait for menopause. That'll cure that problem. Cut that situation off the head.
Twosies just make it. Twosies on that one is you could get somebody in the mood.
Yeah, and there's Viagra. Like,
it's not even Viagra. It's just like if someone's just not in the mood, do something to put them in the mood, opposed to just being like this.
That's true.
We should have sex now.
That's true.
People don't like, you know, that's just because you're saying it doesn't mean that you're doing something that puts the person in the mood.
Yeah, and that there could very well be a physical component about it that he doesn't want to address because he's ashamed of it. So he's not going to go to a doctor and he's not going to get help.
No, but if you go to the back, the other side of it, if this question was reversed and it was the man saying that the woman never wanted
that's
to have
true.
Sex, you wouldn't be saying that, you know, go give her, like, you know,
that's
rhinoceros
true.
Horn.
But
I'm going to get you off my lap.
But that men tend to.
I'm just saying it's not even that. I'm just saying she has to do something that's more.
I have been shocked, I say, as someone who has never been in a long-term relationship, so I don't really understand it, but the number of female friends who confide in me and tell me that, like, the reason why they broke up was that they didn't have sex with their partner for, like, I'm talking like once a month, and it's not a couple of women, it's, I don't know whether it's like my friends are very like bold, brassy women who are intimidating, and, you know, like, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, with those type of situations is just make the mood. That's all, you know, it doesn't like saying, going into it and saying, hey, I want to have sex is different than saying, making the person want to have sex.
Yeah. Yeah. The good kind of manipulation.
You know, no,
no, it's good. I mean, it is good. It's
I mean,
being, it's
words
nice to be nice.
Words can, you know, words are one thing, but the actions speak louder.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So that's what I'm putting out there. But
I also think it happens more often than is discussed in general terms. I think that.
Well, you're getting into your 30s. It started when we were in our 20s. It was
true.
Like, you know, it women's sex drives go up.
That is also true. Also true.
So that's why you're seeing a jump in that.
That's true.
Because your female friends are older.
These Dear Abby ones are nice and short. Dear Abby, I have already decorated my office for the winter holidays, but my coworker says that before Thanksgiving is too early to display a snowman. When do you decorate for the holiday season? Signed, Festive Southern Girl. You don't decorate your office?
You don't decorate your office. You don't decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving.
I could just go with you don't decorate. Okay, snowman is pretty innocuous as far as like Jesus yeah. loving goes. But
you don't do it before Thanksgiving. Yeah, one holiday. You can't. You don't stack holidays.
I myself am not a big fan of Christmas, which I know is a pretty inflammatory statement, but I'll say it. I don't like it. I think it's full of a lot of hypocrisy. I think a lot of it is trying to get you back into a sensory place of being young and feeling safe, like yeah. as a kid, you know, and you eat the same foods you did when you were a kid, and you sing the same songs, and it's like self-hypnotizing yourself.
Yeah,
you know, which is fine, but hey, people get sometimes a little bit
nutty,
regimented, yeah, about it, you know. And
yeah, I just pulled up one advice column that I could think of, which was the one, because they talk about it, the one from The Stranger, Savage Love, and I didn't realize that it's all about sex.
That's why I didn't suggest that one. That one would make David uncomfortable. It's about holding hands and other parts.
Yeah, okay.
You're not going to find any on there you're going to want to read aloud. I can guarantee you that.
That's true, too.
The word Santorum was...
As in Rick.
Did you not ever hear... No. Dan Savage decided that, you know, Rick Santorum is very conservative, evil... What is he? Senator, I think? But Dan Savage decided that the mixture of semen and fecal matter... that comes out of one's butt after anal sex should be renamed Santorum.
The cocktail, if you will.
The cocktail, get
it? I tuned the entirety of that out. What?
Fecal matter and semen, anal sex,
yeah, no,
cocktail.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so let's
point Brooke.
Dear Abby's, how Dear Abby responds to Southern Girl. This year, in late September, I began seeing Christmas decorations in some stores and references to Christmas layaway plans being mentioned in the media a few months before that. However, in a work environment, I would wait until after the first week in December. After the first week in December, go Abby, to begin displaying Christmas decorations.
Huh.
Oh, this is good. This is good. She's good. P.S. If your snowman is
She's like a professional.
If your snowman is a generic winter decoration, it might be appropriate to wait until after the first snowfall.
Zing.
That's good.
Yeah.
I get so tired of Christmas music. That's the one thing that I really hate.
Christmas music?
Yeah. Oh, did it again. My least favorite is, I know this is a controversial subject, especially with you, but Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. I hate that song so much. So it makes me angry.
I don't dislike that. There's 100,000 more songs.
There's the Mariah Carey one. There's just a lot of them that are horrific. Really awful. All right, let's see what else we got. There's one. Okay. Sorry. This is website. Okay. Oh my God, it's a really long one.
That's what she said.
Okay, let's see. I write from Mexico City, Mexico City, as I believe they refer to it. And my story's a little sad. I was married for 4.5 years before I caught my wife cheating with her ex-boyfriend. Burn! I have absolutely no family. Aw, Muffin. I have absolutely no family, and I'm a recovering alcoholic, almost 11 years sober. I lost everything to my alcoholism before putting my life back together. It was very hard to stop drinking, so I followed all the rules. I never cheated and never missed a day's work. I gave my wife all my salary. I took her to Europe, New York, and Vegas. I bought her watches, jewelry, clothes, and a car. I met my wife through her sister, an addict I was sponsoring.
Oh.
One time, when we were dating, she sent me an instant message intended for her sister. The message was, she was seeing another man, but told me she was going to the dentist.
Oh.
He has like 9 different... I'm assuming this is a man. He's like 9 different opportunities to walk away from this unscathed. out of love for her and my deep, deep necessity to be loved. That's good that he acknowledges that.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. I forgave her. I kept telling myself, no, she's different from her family. I gave this girl my whole life and heart on a silver platter. I'm going to interject something here.
Well, it's kind of disgusting that he put his heart on a platter, though.
It could be a cultural thing. We don't know.
I cut my heart out. I put it on a platter. No wonder she's sleeping with someone else, because it's awkward.
I would say, I don't know. All that we know about this woman is that her sister is an addict. She doesn't say what, an addict, and that she's a lying bitch.
Huh.
But it does say that her family, you know, that she thought she was different than her family. So maybe sometimes a good rule of thumb would be to not take things at face value.
Fair enough.
You know, if somebody has lived in an environment that's full of deception and manipulation, as which is the mark of addicts in general. I'm not saying that we know that either of her parents were addicts, but nonetheless,
I'd guess.
Yeah.
Because we're just making broad assumptions.
We are just making broad assumptions, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
In Mexico, it is unfortunately common that some people try, quote, spells to get things going their way. It's just got really good. While my wife was on a trip, I opened the fridge and saw small containers with water. One of them was broken, so I took it out and found my name written on it.
Marwa?
It was in my wife's handwriting. This is a spell used to get a person out of your life. Oh,
dun, dun,
burn.
Dun.
That is mean.
Man.
It means you want to freeze them in order to stop them from making money or staying healthy. It is a very nasty spell. When my wife returned home, I confronted her. She made excuses like, you forced me into being unfaithful. Now, 3 months after the divorce, I feel I was cheated out of everything in life, everything they taught me in recovery about living well and being a good human being. I have not forgiven her and still hold revengeful thoughts. Should be vengeful thoughts. Whatever.
Revengeful?
Mexico City.
It can be both.
It can be both. Most importantly, I want to know how she is going to pay for what she's done.
Alimony?
Okay, so here's what she did.
She cheated on you.
She cheated on, but she didn't... How did he find out that she cheated on him?
Her sister IM'd him.
Yeah.
Or she IM'd her sister and accidentally IM'd him.
Well, I don't know if that was separate from... Because it says it caught my wife cheating with her ex-boyfriend. So I don't know if it was a different cheating. It's not necessarily clear. But point is... I wonder if he's more angry at her for, you know, I think that most people who want to get out of a relationship wish those things. It's just that she took some sort of measure of.
You just break up with somebody. You don't cheat on them.
You don't cast a spell on them.
You don't cast a spell on them. You just break up with the person. It doesn't, that's the only dignified thing to do.
Well, they were married, though.
Who cares? It's the same thing. It's still, there's no reason to hurt somebody's feelings. If you're being honest,
I agree.
So,
I do feel like we should acknowledge the fact that it is another culture, a very Roman Catholic culture, and
they're in New Mexico.
They're in regular Mexico. They're in old Mexico.
Oh,
as I stated, they're in Mexico.
All right, sorry.
Yeah,
that was a joke.
I know. I want to go into the advice. This is from the WayneandTamara.com.
Oh.
I know.
Let's talk about that.
I think this is our new favorite one. Nilo. It's signed Nilo. And kind of, you know, not like the rapper, but spelled differently.
There's a rapper named Neo?
Nilo.
There is one?
Well, there's Neo.
Nilo?
There's a Nilo, too.
There's a CeeLo.
This dude's name is Nilo, and he is up a creek without a paddle.
Okay.
Okay. Just because you're in recovery, determined to be a good person, doesn't mean you will only run into good people. The world will still be what the world is. When you are a giver and you give too much, you attract takers. Point.
Right, point.
Have you ever wondered why some philanthropists wish to remain anonymous? They know from experience that if their names are known, there'll be hundreds outside their door with a handout saying, "Why not me?" So their good deed becomes 100 not good deeds. because I gave to one means I become a villain to 100. Givers have to be careful about giving. With your wife's background, you had reason to fear that this might happen. Generosity fed her badness. It's good to be angry when your anger is justified, because anger is the emotion which protects us from harm. But your focus now has to be on the future. Vengeance gives your tie to her. I don't know what that means. And you need to break all ties, or you continue to live in the past.
So he has to cut all of his ties?
Yes.
Like his bow ties and regular neckties?
Cut them all.
That sucks.
I know. Bolo, though. That might be okay. Because you can't really cut that.
It's true.
It's leather.
You can cut leather.
That sounds like a euphemism for something. I'm going to cut some leather. Not tell you what. One way to deal with your feelings.
I got a rare steak. I got to cut some leather.
Ew.
I don't know. I don't eat meat, so I'm assuming that that's what my stomach would do if I ate it.
Ew. One way to deal with your feelings is to remove yourself entirely from her orbit, so there can be no benefit to her. No contact, no link, no trace. That is my jam. That's a good jam. Sometimes the best solution for a bad situation is complete, total escape. Recovery changes you, but it does not change the world. Hanging out with alcoholics and addicts keeps dragging you back into drama. Fact.
No drama.
Mm-hmm. No drama. The more you are around people whose lives are in disorder, the more you are tweaking temptation in ways which you don't need to be tweaked. That is real talk.
Yeah, that's true. True story.
It's like the no drama mama.
No drama. Well, I'm going to put one thing out there.
Yeah.
I think we're over an hour. We are at an hour and 1 minute.
Sweet.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
And then we can go out. I think we should go out on this last link I just sent over afterwards.
Okay. To me?
Yeah, I just sent it over to you. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no. It's for a musical.
Pizza Kids?
Yeah, come on. Or you can go to the Za Girl, too. Or you can do the other. There's a few links there.
I'm looking at all of them. I'm not doing Wonderful Christmas. Screw you. You're an asshole.
I am not.
Do you want to do... Okay, you check. You choose the column that we read. Do you want to do Carrie Tennis, Abby, Wayne and Tamara, or Cosmo?
I don't know. Let's try, I guess. I think Cosmo had the smallest question.
I think you're right. Okay. Cosmo. Okay, wow, that one's gross.
What do you mean?
The word all over me was in the little excerpt.
Just pick one at random. Don't even okay. Edit. Don't even edit.
Okay. I just clicked on one.
All right.
You might regret that.
More than likely, but I feel like me being squeamish is probably the linchpin of the show.
The headline is, since my guy attached himself to my friends, I feel like I'm losing a sense of self. Help. Actually, maybe it's not gross. When I met my guy, he didn't have many friends. Now, however, he has lots, but they're all my friends. I don't mind sharing, but I'm starting to feel like I don't have a life of my own. How can I separate the two worlds a little without making him feel like I'm pushing him away?
Huh. You have girl nights.
Yep.
Where?
But what if she has? What if she has male platonic friends that are healthy?
Oh, good point.
Nice guy friends.
Is that a gunshot?
No, I don't know what it was. It sounded like a radiator, maybe. Okay. Whatever.
All right. I've been in this exact situation. Yep. Not obviously not in my current relationship. Actually, my current relationship, we just had the same friends, so it wasn't a big deal. Wait, isn't that the whole point? Don't you want your person you're your partner with to have it be part of the same circle as you?
I guess it depends how much you actually like the person.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like... like, my...
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. Like, if you don't want... I mean...
And if you're in any healthy relationship, you can say, hey, I'm going to hang out with so-and-so. You go and do something else. Like, it's not a big deal. I think this person is being possessive of their friends.
I think so, too.
And...
I think she probably doesn't like him all that much. Yeah. Because if she liked him... if she liked him, then she would want to share her life with him.
Friends,
and her friends are part of that.
I mean, at one point, Holly and I were in a band together, worked together,
yeah, that was
and
awful.
Lived together, all at the same time. And it had all of... You know, and we had shared a social life.
But that was not... easy, and you guys are probably one of the most solid couples I know.
It wasn't easy, but it was the only thing that we needed to subtract from the situation was working together.
Yeah, the work thing, I think, was...
And that was it. And that was because that workplace was evil.
And also, you guys were very good friends before there was any romantic anything, so...
Good point.
Yeah. The professional advice. The professional. Look at the bright side. He could hate all your friends, which would have been way worse. True. Or your friends could hate him, which is even worse than worse. Yeah. Hmm. Right? Like, if he likes your friends, but your friends hate him.
Point.
That's awful.
Yeah.
It sounds like you don't have trouble connecting with people, but it's my hunch that your boyfriend isn't as socially gifted. He probably...
Or he could have been new in town. Like
yeah. He could have been new meat. And yeah. She just chomped on that new meat.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like my relationship prior to Holly, the person was fairly new in town, and she met a lot of people through our relationship that she was became mm-hmm. very close with afterwards, and it's like I never got mad about that. You can't get mad at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can if you have serious privacy issues. I mean, I think that probably this whole situation, her whole problem, probably says a whole lot more about her than it does about the dude or the dude's ability or lack thereof.
My thing is, I think the dude's a good guy.
I think so too.
You brought him into the fold. Everyone loves him. You made a good choice. Grow the fuck up.
And again, I think that if your friends don't like your dude, that's a much bigger warning, like red flag.
Sure. And if your friends love the dude, awesome.
But not biblically. That's not.
Oh, that was the story before.
Yep.
Sure.
Explain to him that you're missing quality bonding time alone with your friends, and then make it a point to schedule one-on-one time with some of your closest pals. He'll feel less ostracized if he's not the only one being left out. That's good advice. Cosmo gives good advice.
Actually, I at one point, Holly and I did have this issue where she had a girls' night, and I said, you do know when you have a girls' night that I'm the only person not allowed.
That's true.
I'm like, just because
you had your bros for a while.
No, I mean, no, I'm not saying that. I wasn't dissing that. I was just saying, you know, if you're saying, hey, I want to have time without you, it's different than saying, hey, let's have a night that excludes your chromosome. And I just totally the mic.
That's awful.
I know.
Don't do that again.
I'm going to do it twice.
Don't.
All right.
Oh, you can. Okay, this is the end part. You can also help. You also can help him. That's not grammatically correct. I'm going to make it grammatically correct right now. You can also help him make new friends by doing stuff like joining co-ed sports teams together. Ew. All
right. We're never reading another Cosmo one again.
Or volunteering with like-minded people.
No, you just... there's no fucking issue to begin with.
No.
Well, there
is, but it's not with the relationship. It's with a chick.
Yeah, she's got issues.
Yeah.
And so you shouldn't even be... how offended would you be if you started dating this dude?
Yep.
And the dude was really cool, and he had really cool friends.
Yep.
And you really got along with the friends.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he said, Brooke, maybe you should do some softball.
I would assume he would think I was a lesbian.
Okay.
If he told me to do softball. No,
maybe you should join roller derby. You know, if all of a sudden he said to you, have you thought about volunteering? It just doesn't...
It's really bad. You're right. That's awful.
Like, that's terrible advice.
That's bad advice. I think just tell... But being... I think the part that's good is just being like, I want some bonding time with my friends.
That part's fine. But you don't go, think about maybe doing like a green up day or something.
Well, I think they're just trying to encourage the dude to make his own friends that don't have anything to do with her social circle at all, which is fair,
but it's still weird to be like obviously if you you meet somebody, if he's new meat, like we were saying, like they don't define why he didn't have friends or a lot of friends. He was new in town.
Maybe he's shy.
Maybe he's ugly.
Maybe he's a hunchback.
Yeah. Like,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. And I just,
I have over the last 5 years really kind of purposely called out a lot of people from my life who were not necessarily good friends. You know what I mean? They were just kind of energy vampires and filler. And so now I have maybe a set of like 7 to 10 friends that I feel are really solid and people that I can really rely on. However, that's not a lot of people, you know, when everybody's doing their own thing and buzzing around. So I think from the onset, it probably looks like I, much like the dude, doesn't have many friends, but the friends that I have are quality, and I've done that purposely. So maybe he doesn't need.
Maybe he like meets the girl.
Yeah.
And the girl's friends, she happens to be running with a good crew of people, and he happens to get along with them. It's you can't fault the dude for that.
No, he's not doing anything wrong.
He's not doing anything wrong. And little miss, you don't got a problem.
No. Well, she does in that she can't just say to him that, i.e. Holly saying, I want to have a girl's night with my friends.
And I said, okay. Yeah. I mean, granted, I did say, those are just my friends, too. But that was a long time ago. And it was, and she constantly has girl nights with her friends.
It's one of the things, when I've told her this, too, one of the things I love about her is that she seeks me out. Be like, let's go and have drinks together, you and me. And I think that's really rare. Like, people don't do that. I feel like I say that a lot to people, but then there's no actual follow through. Like, people don't actually do that then.
Well, or we do it during a podcast.
All right. So she just needs to use her words.
All right. On that, should we wrap this up? I think I sent you a whole bunch of links that you can choose. I think there's a couple different ones for the outro music.
Okay, I'll do Mary Lou Lord.
Okay.
Oh, no, we haven't done any volume check on this. It's going to be really bad.
I think
let's start out low. Here we go.
Okay. All right. On that note. Peace.